This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Welcoming into the fold of the ninjas, the KGTK 920 AM Olympia, Washington, KITZ 1400 AM Silverdale, Washington, all part of something called Mega Talk. Thank you very much, Con Williamson. And I never welcomed goodtalkradio.com out of Mesa, Arizona. So, all the ninjas, they begin to convene. But right now it's time to talk a little real combat pistol craft type stuff, and we're going to do that with the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC, and that is Super Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I guess it's actually afternoon, isn't it? It's getting to be to where the sun stays up longer. So, good afternoon, sir.
Right. I've been running hard for about 2 weeks straight, so I'm not really sure what time it is.
I understand. Just out of curiosity, and simply because I've seen the picture, did you get your truck back yet?
Oh, I killed that truck. Total loss.
Okay.
I'm in the paperwork storm I generated for myself because of it, but that's okay.
Okay. Killed the truck. Poor truck. It looked good even in its dead state. It looked so real. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's, just for the people listening right now, just so we're going to set this plate, tell everybody out there what your background is in the military, and as much of a quick descriptor, if you will, of the work you did when you would be on the ground, as long as it isn't classified.
Roger that. I had an eclectic military career. My father was career Navy. I started out in the Navy. I was actually a Navy CB. Heavy equipment mechanic, and that's where I believe I formulated my initial critical thinking skills. Then I negotiated I joined the Air Force. I was a security specialist, and I had done that for about 2 years and decided that's not what I wanted to do. So I negotiated an inter-service transfer to the Army. Infantry, Airborne Ranger, Special Forces. And I spent the last 19 and a half years of a 23-year career in the Army Special Forces, primarily in the anti- and counterterrorism realm.
You, during your time, I presume... you saw combat during Persian Gulf. Did you go to that?
No, actually I was, during the Persian Gulf War, I was assigned at 1st Battalion, 1st Special Forces Group in Okinawa, Japan.
Okay.
So
okay.
I kind of had to sit that one out. I did not see action in the service. I didn't see action until after I retired. Private sector stuff.
Gotcha. That we don't want to talk about. I presume when you were stationed in Japan, your forward deployed area would have been North Korea?
Actually, that was one of the wartime sites, but the Pacific Theater was our area or theater of operations, correct?
Gotcha. So, when you look out over what's happening right now in the United States today, in various, and it's sort of interesting where there's big swaths of area that nothing's happening, and then right. In some of the big cities you've just got just the hyper violence going on. Right. From a spec ops point of view, what would you call what we're seeing? Is this urban combat? Is this simple rioting? I mean, where would you put this?
I see it as a coordinated attack on our way of life. Depending on who you would like to think that is driving this train, they're trying to disrupt, doing the best they can to disrupt right. the upcoming elections and put President Trump in the worst possible light. But I do believe if you step back and took a strategic view of everything that's happened in the past 6 months, it would be fairly easy to connect the dots.
Right. Well, I kind of think it's Soros. It's Soros. Simply, I don't know if you've seen it, but I've seen the pictures of the pre-positioned brick pallets.
Exactly.
Which, you can stick one of those out anywhere. Nobody's going to think anything of that. No, and who's going to steal them? Who steals bricks?
Right, exactly.
But in a riot, they become something else. And
I look at them as ammunition pallets.
Right, yeah. So I'm starting to see where law enforcement is starting to take fire, too. They're they're out there wearing the uniforms, and people are starting to light them up.
Right.
Is that... Should we look at that as an escalation? Are we getting beyond the riot now when they start attacking people with weapons like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I don't know. It's real easy to take a macro look at it, at what's happening on the ground. But I firmly believe that until we start pressing the trigger on these people, it's not going to come to an end. This is a concerted effort. And how do you separate the good from the bad? You know what I mean?
That's the thing. The whole, I don't know if you know this, but like with Antifa, they have, you're either designated red or green. And the green right. Antifa are the ones that are just out there going, no peace, no justice, no peace, holding up signs and everything, and they've got their faces masked up. The red ones look like they do, except they're the ones that get to go out and start getting violent. And then when they've done their little violence, they melt back in with the green ones, and they all look alike. They're all dressed like ninjas, and they're running around doing their chanting and all that other stuff. And I have a couple of ideas how I would want to handle this if I was 30 years old. The problem is I'm not 30 years old anymore.
Right.
So.
What I don't understand is... what happened, this is a rhetorical question, but what happened to civic duty? Everybody is just kind of sitting back and observing and watching things happen, and, people are being told to, hang back, stay home, don't get involved, blah, blah, blah. Well, if that's the case, then under the current level of violence that's being executed, then it would, in my mind, it would be very easy to separate the combatants from the non-combatants.
Yeah. I tell you what, hang on. We're coming up on the break. We'll discuss that question. That's a very good question. You can find information about Dave. He's getting back into the training gig as the COVID-19 blanket comes off by going to combatspeed.com. You can contact him on Facebook, where he's waiting for you. And while you're sending him a message on Facebook, he will serenade you with a really, really serious guitar riff. Or maybe some instruction on how to care for your cat. He knows about that, too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And you asked a question before we went to break. What happened to civic duty? Now, how would you define civic duty? So I know how I define it. I'd like to know how you define it.
Well, my definition of civic duty is in support of the laws that we choose to abide by and live by. Those that choose not to, specifically on the scale that it's happening at, I believe there was a direct threat made that the, I don't know who the individual, what organization the individual belonged to, but that this, the actions that are being taken were going to be moved into the suburbs and the white neighborhoods.
Right.
Of course, anybody serious about that wouldn't telegraph that fact. So that remains to be seen. However, I would take that threat very seriously and encourage any and everyone, regardless of race, color, creed, I'm speaking to Americans, should be prepared for that. And the only thing in my mind that is a solution is the application of force at a level that is necessary to quell the type of violence that's being, you know, executed by these organizations. I'm sure there's a certain number of people. I mean, you know, just coming off the quarantine actions of, you know, the pandemic and all that, there's a lot of people that are, you know, ready to get out of the house, so to speak. But when you start connecting the dots in respect to the number of prisons, jails on whatever local, state, federal levels where, you know, all these criminals have been released out of fear of, you know, the pandemic, how does that work in conjunction with what's going on now? You know, there's been spikes in crime everywhere that has occurred or taken place. And now all of a sudden you have these coordinated events, violent events taking place, and primarily, you know, the major U.S. cities. And if you start doing a comparative study of the gun laws and stuff in these respective areas, how does that work? And when is enough, and the Americans of this country have enough and start taking, now I'm not advocating vigilante justice, but what is the citizens' level of responsibility of enforcing our own laws? You know, does it, if you were to combine, and you can pretty much apply this anywhere, if you were to combine the local and state police organizations of any state, as well as the state's National Guard capability, it's still not enough to control the population.
Nope.
It's not going to happen. The population has to want to abide by the laws. When a major part of the population chooses not to and take the type of action that they're taking, well, then whose responsibility is it to square things away? Yeah, everybody's kind of sitting back and even to an extent, you know, a lot of law enforcement organizations are kind of hanging back and letting it happen because, in a sense, they're doomed if they do anything and they're doomed if they're not. So what, you know, I don't get it. You know, these, no one's going to change my mind that this is a concerted effort to, it's basically, it's comparable to an insurrection.
Yeah.
But for the wrong reasons.
Well, it's... when I'm looking at what Antifa is doing, it's like Antifa is using Black America as their Trojan horse to me.
Correct.
They're mixing in with a protest, which, you know, law enforcement's marching with Black Lives Matter. Leadership in some of the cities is marching with Black Lives Matter. They're actually, those marches are actually quite peaceful. And in the meantime, then you've got the soy boys who come out all dressed up like ninjas, spray painting Black Lives Matter on the windows of the Starbucks.
Right.
And that's how they start, and then they steadily progress into other stuff. But when we get back, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk about where you think this could go, where you see it going, and where you think it could go as far as what is the worst that could happen.
Right.
Just because I would imagine you've trained for that in certain aspects, especially on the spec ops side. Now, for those of you that like to train and you want to train with Mr. Harrington, well, you can either go to his website, which is combatspeed.com, or you can go to his Facebook page, which is just Dave Harrington. Or is it Super Dave Harrington?
Dave Harrington.
Correct. He'll be the guy playing the guitar. Or he'll be the guy showing you how to spin and knock things off of a, you know, out of the air with his pistol. One or the other. He's doing one of those two things on Facebook. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump on Tuesday visited the Pope John Paul II National Shrine in Washington, D.C. They observed a moment of silence and placed a wreath at the shrine. The president also signs an executive order aimed at promoting international religious freedom, according to counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway.
Just moments ago in the Oval Office, I was there, the president with the First Lady and the Vice President on either side of him, signed an executive order furthering his policies with respect to religious liberty here in this great country and worldwide.
As the nation continues to heal following the death of George Floyd, violence and looting continue to overshadow peaceful protests. Four officers were shot near a police station in St. Louis on Monday night. They're all expected to survive. And in Las Vegas, an officer was shot in the head shortly before midnight in front of Circus Circus. This is USA Radio News. China isn't happy about President Trump's plans for the G7 summit. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
China's warning against excluding Beijing from major world organizations and summits like the G7, following a report that the United States president is looking to expand the G7 summit to include South Korea, Australia, India, and Russia, but China's not invited. A Beijing foreign ministry spokesman saying that U.S. invitation to the other nations without including China will not benefit the United States or the world, and that leaving Beijing out of important circles will not win trust. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Republican Party officials are expected to tour Nashville this week as the party weighs a last-minute convention venue change. Las Vegas, Florida's Orlando and Jacksonville, and nearby Georgia are also on the list of possible alternatives if the RNC's plan to hold the event does not work out in Charlotte. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and we are talking about what's going on now. Now, I don't know, when you're training people, how many people actually come to you for self-defense training?
Quite a few.
Quite a few.
As long as, you know, it involves firearms, there has... And I fully expect there to be a spike in the training industry simply based on what's going on.
Yeah.
If you take a look at what's going on currently, it totally crushes the argument in respect to gun control.
Oh, yeah.
If, you know, even those... people that may be on the fence, so to speak, in respect to gun control, there should be no doubt in their mind why it's absolutely necessary that everyone, you know, has the right to self-defense in whatever means necessary to preserve, you know, life and limb of yourself or those you love, your immediate family. Could be a total stranger. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. You just don't know.
Do do you agree with, you know, I've had Masada Yub on here, and like, I'm seeing a bunch of people be, they try to attack him in their cars.
Correct.
And with Masada Yub, it's his contention that you should not start shooting at them until they start trying to break the glass. Do you have that? What do you think of that particular line in the sand?
Well, if it happens to be my vehicle, the glass is going to get broken anyway, but it's going to be broken in an outward manner.
Ah.
You follow me?
I do. I have never shot a weapon in an enclosed area like that.
Okay.
A house, yes, but not like in a car.
Right.
So if we're going to be traveling out and about and we're thinking, well, I don't know if Antifa's out here or not today. Do we need to start thinking about electronic muffs to put on while we're getting out there so we can maintain a little bit?
You're not going to have time for that. The bottom line is, adrenaline is a wonderful thing.
Okay.
If you train and condition yourself properly and learn how to, you know, control it and use it to your advantage, there have been many times where either through violent physical action, my hearing protection has come off. The actual report of the shot or multiple shots, I'm not saying it's not damaging my ears, but I have not heard it due to audio exclusion. And it's like a stressor. But it does take conditioning. It's the same thing as trying to get a novice shooter or an entry level shooter accustomed to, you know, the gun going off, you know, two feet in front of your face to begin with.
Right.
You not only have the concussion of the report, but based on working at close distances, you get the blast wave. What a lot of people don't understand is blast waves do not necessarily dissipate. They propagate. So you're not only, if you're working on a target, say 3 yards, you're not only getting the concussion of the blast, but you're getting the blast wave propagation back at you off of the target. And it's a learned thing. You learn to condition yourself to ignore it. But vehicle work, that is specifically why it's necessary for people to seek proper training, understand your operating environment, and seek training that is structured to support your operating environment. If you find, you know, if you are, if you stop and really think about it, how much time do you actually spend in your vehicle? Quite a bit.
Yeah.
What physical techniques do you need to be familiar with in respect to employing your firearm? And, of course, you're going to have muzzle blast dependent on, for example, if somebody is trying to attack me on the driver's side, then the blast wave is going to be pretty much a non-issue for me. What I would be more concerned with would be my eyes due to vaporized glass.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
I'm not saying everybody needs to wear, you know, eye protection 24/7, but for example, if, I had to engage somebody from inside my vehicle through the windshield, my most immediate concern afterwards would be not only flying glass, but vaporized, breathing vaporized glass. Not good. You know, so, a lot of people will get wrapped around the axle about, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so, I mean, the thing about me is that I wear sunglasses most of the time when I'm driving. And it's the same glasses I wear on the range because I wear a lot of Oakleys. So I've got that covered. But we're about to head into the last break. I want to finish up with where you, I think, not so much what you think the shooter, the would-be shooter would do, as what you think this might look like as this continues to evolve. Do you think we're going to hit a peak of this, or do you think it's just going to continue to occur, that kind of thing?
There's absolutely no telling, man. You know, one thing I like to say, and I find myself saying it more often than not, I don't have a crystal ball. This thing could go any possible direction. It's really going to what continues or is allowed to continue or what happens is going to be up to the federal government to take the necessary action to stop it. Until that happens, it's going to continue.
Yeah. And that's the big thing, isn't it? Now, for those of you that want to train with Super Dave, for those of you that are interested in Super Dave, well, he does have a brand spanking new website that he just put up, combatspeed.com, where at some point I'm sure he's going to put a schedule up for us because I myself would like to try to find him somewhere when he's going to be in, close to me and go train with him. And then if you want to just, or if you want to contact him, if you want to reach out to him and get a little information, whatever it is you want to do, go to Dave Harrington on Facebook. He is right there all day, every day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check him out at franklinarmory.com. We have been speaking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And we've been talking about these riots and everything. I asked you, do you think this is going to escalate? And you indicated that if they don't do anything about it. Have you ever seen that happen? I mean, have you ever had to look at situations where it's pretty much turning into a guerrilla warfare sort of a situation, which is what this seems to look like. Except I wonder where all of the Antifa go to when they're not rioting.
Well, it depends on the structure of the organization, really. It's not hard as long as you have the proper communication channels. I don't see Antifa being any one group of people in any one location as much as the organization. Of course, it will be headquartered somewhere, but it's a net, made up of cells. And it could be, the cells can be located anywhere and activated at any time. I see it as a national level problem, not just a local or state level problem. I see it as a national level issue.
Right.
And of course, President Trump recently, had them classified as a domestic terrorist organization.
Now, what does that, with that, in the military view, what does that mean? Right. If I recognize someone as Antifa, because they're not exactly wearing name tags. Hey, my name is Moondog, and I'm with Antifa. What does that mean? I mean, does that open the season up on them or what?
Well, therein lies the responsibility of identifying the members, key leaders, the soldiers. You can't take direct action against just anybody.
Right.
You have to make sure, and from an organizational standpoint, I would like to say this. When you play by the rules, so to speak, it's much more difficult to get anything done. And what it boils down to is what will ultimately be established as the rules of engagement in dealing with these people. But I want to caveat what I'm saying
sure.
with one thing. When you have, when the circumstances, I mean, just look at the Democrats for what they are. And as far as I'm concerned, they're traitors. They're traitors to the Constitution. They're traitors to the American way of life. They are doing their best to disrupt the American way of life and overthrow. I'm not just talking about President Trump, but I honestly believe their primary goal is to overthrow the government and establish their own. If, from a standpoint of this turning into something else, I see it as the possible start of a civil war. Now, when I say civil war, I don't mean the North against the South. I'm talking about Americans against the socialist communist elements.
Right.
Within our country and within our own government. But this is what even throws me for a loop, is when you have the primary organizations, and I'll use the FBI because that's the one that immediately comes to mind, what happened to the integrity of the FBI in the last 10 years? Why are these individuals, and I'm not going to identify them by name because
sure.
pretty much everybody knows who they are anyway, you type classify them as hardcore Democrats, why have they not been held accountable for their actions to date? The FBI, the DOJ, look at the Clintons. The Clintons should have been put in the clink a long time ago. There's, and what I'm getting at is cause and effect. They're, by appearance, and I'll speak directly for myself, by appearance, there is no accountability. There is no, there are no consequences to your actions, criminal actions. And that just fuels the fire.
Yeah.
Now, with the you got two. I see two sides of this thing. You have the political aspects of it, but then you have the criminal aspects of it because of the political violence that's taken place. That frees the criminals up to take their own action under the cover of the political violence. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing politically oriented about breaking into ATM machines or jerking ATM machines out of buildings. The wanton destruction and theft of property that's taken place. You know, it's a free-for-all. And until the decision is made that, you know, come HE double toothpicks or high water, something's got to be done. And individuals need to be held accountable.
Well, I mean, they've attacked the White House. And by the way, we got about 2 minutes left, but they've attacked the White House. I mean, I'm wondering if, you know, something... You know, some sort of continental army shouldn't be struck up because don't they always moan and gripe about being disenfranchised? Kicking out the president that's been duly elected or trying to take over the White House is sort of an attack on the sovereignty and the autonomy of the United States. That's a pretty serious transgression, and they are engaging. They're not just setting fires and, you know, burning tires and all this other stuff. They're engaging. They're setting up car bombs, and, I mean, are they legitimately IEDs?
I would not. Yeah, I would agree with that. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, anyway, before we run out of time, and we'll look at, hopefully, maybe we'll see some diminishing between now and then the next time Dave comes back on the show. But in the meantime, for those of you who might want to learn how to deal with this, with somebody who knows how to deal with this kind of a time we're living in. I'm pretty sure he never thought he'd see it here, but you know, the time we're living in. You can go to Dave's website, which is brand spanking new. It is called combatspeed.com. Then if you know what he's into, what he's been doing, he's been on a road trip. He went and trained with Jaeger for a little bit. And, you know, by the way, Jaeger says you are
up in Pennsylvania right now.
Yeah, Jaeger says you are the best shot with a pistol that he knows, which that's pretty good coming from Jaeger. So anyway,
that's very cool.
Yeah, anyway, you can find Dave on Facebook by just going to Dave Harrington, exactly like it sounds, Harrington, and there you can watch him play the guitar and look at a picture of the truck that he killed this past week or so. Thank you very much for joining me, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir, we will be in touch. You stay safe, young fella.
You stay safe, take care, and shoot first.
Roger that. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the role social media has played in all of this with John Stokes. He is the founder of ArsTechnica.com. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done. But I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.